A lot of people think that they can buy healing. They can buy treatment from a practitioner. And they will write to Silent Unity and send in a very sizable check, 50 cents or maybe $50 or maybe $500, depending upon how serious they are. And then they'll write to Religious Science and send in the check to them. And they'll write to the Pope and send a check to him. And they'll write to everybody. And they think that their checks are going to buy them the prayers of these organizations. When their check arrives at these organizations, it is never seen by the practitioners. It goes directly into the donation fund, and it is not anything done with it. Maybe it's recorded on their gift chart, and a note is sent to them, thank you. But these are all done by different people, not by practitioners. Practitioners never know how much money people send in. If a practitioner knows how much money people send in, they're liable to say, well, this person can't afford it, and you know they don't have any money, and I'm not going to waste my time on them. I'm going to dedicate my time to someone who can afford it. And so here comes Mr. Rich. Oh, Mr. Billionaire. Wow, he certainly will give a wonderful donation. And so you treat for him, and you treat for whatever it is that he wants to be treated for. His wholeness, his perfection, his right action, his health, whatever it is, usually it's something to him very serious. And so he has a secretary send you a note and say, thank you very much for the treatment, period. No comment that he is whole and perfect. No little offering or gift to come with it. Maybe none came with it in the beginning. And you think that just because people are rich, they give big donations. Well, think again. The poor people, that's why the Bible speaks of the widow's mite. The poor people, the people who really recognize what things are worth, they're the ones who give the biggest contributions to the church. You're all familiar with these television ministries and the television preachers. Mm-hmm. And they get up there and they talk, and they have a wonderful pitch. They have a wonderful story relaying the Bible to everyday life and to people's world. And then they invite you to send your gift in so that they can continue talking on television and tell more people about how wonderful they are and how wonderful the spiritual life is. And so people send money in. And it's not the big people who send it, it's the little people. You take 500,000 little people, each sending in, say, $5, $10. That's a lot of money. And you have a couple of big people who might send in $500 or $1,000, or they could really afford a lot more, but they don't. And those few 500s and 1,000s are nothing compared to the 5 and 10s. The 5 and 10s times 500,000 or a million people, and they do get a lot of response. They're what pay for those calls. They're what pay for those television programs. And they ask for treatment. They ask for prayer. So here you have 500,000 to a million people writing in to the minister on television asking for treatment. Now, can he ever touch all of the envelopes? Can he ever bless all the envelopes except in thought? He doesn't see them. They go directly to his accountant. The accountant takes the money out and writes the number on the envelope or the letter, and then sends the money to the bank, and then gives the treatment to the treatment panel or the prayer panel. And the prayer panel has this big pile of letters in the middle of the floor in front of them every day. And they treat for them. And they say, you're whole and perfect. Whatever is your desire is done for you now. Now, in all honesty, it cannot be done any other way. I worked in Silent Unity in Kansas City, and we didn't have the pile. We had the boxes of trays. This was before computers and everything else like that. And with each card had a big entry on it, and what their donation was and what their prayer treatment was and things like that. And then a special card had to be sent out to each one. So we as student ministers would be handling these, and we would meet the need of this person, and they'd be wanting right action. So we reached for the printed card, right action. They'd want abundance. We'd reach for the card that says abundance. They'd want harmony in their house with their children. We reached for the card, harmony in the house for the children. We had treatments for everything. Well done, nicely done. And religious science does the same thing. I was aware, I didn't work there, but I worked right next door, and I knew all the practitioners, and I was aware of what they were doing. I took the religious science practitioner course, where all these things were described to us. And we were taken into the healing ministry of religious science, and shown how it was handled. Religious science, the rooms were about the kitchen and the dining room here, broken up into three separate rooms, and that was the entire silent the healing ministry of religious science. Now, in Unity, they had the one floor of their Tracy Street building dedicated to this, because that was their big money. That was the money that was paying for the Daily Word, that paid for all the activities they did. And that's what bought them the several thousand acres out of Lee's Summit.
Wow.
And then I was there when they moved out to Lee's Summit and put in the buildings there and did all the beautiful things they did. But you see, people think that they can pay for treatment, that they can pay for practitioner work. When you ask anyone to treat for you, you are asking them to make a joke of it. Well, Herb, that's not what we say in our treatment work and our practitioner work. That's true. That's not what we teach. We do not teach that we do anything for the people except to see ourselves whole and perfect relative to them and see them whole and perfect. We do not say that we are going to treat that your lumbago is gone, or that your cancer is gone, or that this is gone, or that's gone. We see you whole and perfect, period. There is nothing to be gone. We see you return to your original purity and integrity in your consciousness. It's in your consciousness that the healing is done. And Madeline also said, she read the practitioner's manual, and she says, it is a big joke, isn't it? I said, I guess it is. She says, it's such a big joke. And she says, I've read it through three or four times, and I'm trying to understand it, and I'm trying to get with it, but it's a big joke. And I said, yeah, I guess it is. Everything has to be everyone's individual choice. But if it's a big joke, and if she feels that our practitioner work is a big joke, she shouldn't really contact us three, four, five times a week, you know, at great length. But my point is not her or anyone else. My point is only you and me as practitioner. When someone calls in here asking for a treatment, our first thought is, I am whole and perfect, and I see you whole and perfect. Punk! End. No more comments. Then if they want to talk, and you can't get rid of them because they want to talk, and they want you to take money off their credit card and things like that, that's all fine, then that's business. But the treatment work is done completely, wonderfully, magnificently. It has nothing to do with the money. It has nothing to do with how well we know them. It has nothing to do with it, whether it's Ellen's daughter or her grandchildren. It has nothing to do with them. Ellen tells us to treat for her grandchildren, her daughter, her son, or whoever, and we just speak our word as though they were just like anybody else. You see, we have a problem. We are practitioners, and we see ourselves whole and perfect, and we see everyone else whole and perfect. And so therefore, there's no more treatment for one person than another. You follow me? Everybody gets the same shot that's heard around the world, saying you're whole and perfect. Whatever it is that the treatment is that you desire. And it is done. So, please, as you think about these things, remember, you are not going to buy your way into heaven. You're not going to buy your way into the treatment list to have special treatment, whereby you will get a little extra push on being whole and perfect or being wealthy or whatever. The only thing that you're going to get is if you will join the practitioner and see yourself whole and perfect, the miracle happens. This lady we spoke to today, I said, you are guided to buy the perfect car. You know the perfect car. You are, but if the salesman sells me a lemon, what if he sells me, I said, there's nothing more I can say for you. As for myself, it's done. But counseling with you is like counseling with a brick wall. Nothing gets through. So just call me and ask me to practice as a practitioner for you, and then hang up, because the work is done. And you are whole and perfect. Now, it sounds cold. It sounds terrible. But I don't have time to argue through other people's attitudes on wholeness and perfection. If they call me to treat for them, I am not going to be their mentor on the healing road unless they choose to take the course. If they want their healing, I speak my word. I see you. I see myself first, whole and perfect, and I see you whole and perfect, and it is done unto you according to your belief. And now, my fine, beautiful ladies, let's you and I go down to the Paradise Garden and pick up our, what is it, 15 or 8, 20 foot, how wide is that trampoline? 20 foot trampoline. And bring it up here to the special new location in preparation for the gala weekend, when the campus is going to be open to the public and every one of our neighbors and friends are going to be welcome to come and see just what God hath wrought. I love you.